I can just say, hey, Ukraine, you know. That's the way I had him trained. If I wanted him and he is in the field with me anywhere and off somewhere, I could holler, hey, right pretty loud, and if he could hear me, man, he'd come a-flying.
Mm-hmm.
And I could want him to stop, I could holler that.
What do you call these dogs that aren't a pure breed dog, you know?
Well, call them cur dogs, I guess.
Cur dogs.
Well, that's what we always called them, or I always thought that's what they were. That's all I could ever figure out. They're mixed breed, just everything, you know. They were no good, most of them. Them kind of dogs mean.
Yeah.
Get into anything. Now, a collie dog is pretty good. They're easy ag going. I mean, they'll go with another dog.
Mm-hmm.
A collie dog will, but you can break them. You can break them where they won't do nothing. They won't bother nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But till they learn it, why, they're pretty easy to want to run anything, you know, where they oughtn't to. They're that away.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people around here use any kind of word for just a little yapping dog that make a lot of racket, you know?
Well, they're fast. And chow-wow, or whatever you call it. Chihuahua.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. I guess it's over on the other side of the...
Huh?
There's a person building that house right there on the side of the road. They come from Michigan here, and they had some land up there, and they went back here a few days ago. They've got roasters and tomatoes and taters out there in the garden, and I've been seeing them, somebody go in there and carry them over.
Is that right?
I've seen smoke coming. They're huge back here any day. I see smoke far over on them, but that ain't on them, I don't believe. It's over on the other side.
Have you ever been gotten after by a dog?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I never. That's one thing I wouldn't ever bother another feathered dog. Never did. I didn't want to bother mine. I didn't bother theirs.
Are any of the dogs around here bad to?
Was just meddling. You can't set nothing down that's got anything in it, like water, slop, or anything. They'll be. And they just simply dogs that just go around and around hunting something to eat, I guess. People don't take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, I never did. Nobody never bothered me about bothering their dogs. Before I was raised, the boys had foxhounds. We always help them take care of them. If you seen one out of pocket, we let them know or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They never did bother them. I always liked hounds myself. I liked to go fox hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And then never did have very many fox hounds in my life. Had hunting dogs, like the old black and tan and red bone.
Mm-hmm.
They had good hunting dogs. And sometimes they'd run a fox through there.
Talking about dogs, you might say if it's a mean dog, you might tell somebody, well, you better watch him, he might.
Well, a fella had a mean dog, you better take care of him, somebody would. I mean, what's called a bite dog. I wouldn't have one of them things on my place at all. I wouldn't keep him. No, boy. That can get you in bad and bite somebody and then they can sue you.
Yeah.
Or bite your kid or something that way.
Yeah.
Right down yonder, this fella got a police dog. I don't know whether he still got him or not. Somebody come along there with a kid. I don't know how big the kid was. I never seen him. And that kid moved around that dog a little bit and that dog just bit the hell out of him.
Is that right?
Yeah, that fella that was